It hit me today. First of all, I was walking for exercise. Secondly, I was making mental notes about people's yards as I was walking. Thirdly, it occurred to me, observing people's yards, that people have good yards in the neighborhood. Those are my friends. If you have a shitty yard, you don't take care of it, you're not going to be my friend. Now that, friends, is old. And it used to be, in terms of my friendship, it used to be whomever was funny or whomever partied like me or whomever had the best seats, and that would dictate who my friends were. Now, it's whoever has the best yard. Whoa. Hey, thanks for donating to the Blade Radio Show podcast. Lee Smoke, my latest. I really appreciate it. So please just bear with me as I age, and if you're still young, it'll happen to you eventually. I'm just telling you how it's going to be. And if you're still young, you should look at me as a visionary. When you turn 65 and have to go through the incredibly confounding process and the deluge of mail daily of Medicare, you're going to say to me, damn, that Blade, he was right. He's a prophet. There's going to come a day when you will wake up and you will look in the mirror and you will say, okay, I'm now officially old. And I'm saying here, it doesn't gradually happen in your face, like the way you look. It happens overnight. I had two procedures in the past year, a double hernia, and I got a brand new hip. That alone, a brand new hip should tell you something, but that's what did it. When I woke up the day after I got home from receiving a sculptured ceramic sphere in my right leg, I took a look at the sutures in my ass and then my face, and it became evident to me that I looked like a card-carrying grandfather. Now, the fun part about having these procedures, you know, really, kind of a side note here, is the pain pills. I mean, at least you have that to enjoy after all the procedures you have to go through, because I love those things. But in this particular case, after the hip, they gave me like 10 milligram hydrocodone mixed with some baby aspirin thing pills. And that's messed up. I'm lying in bed and I've got to use a walker to walk around the house, and I got to go upstairs and that kind of thing. And I can't sleep at all. The pain is terrible early on. You know, now that's messed up. Two a day, they say, 10 milligram hydrocodones. Because on me, this is what I did. Wait a minute. Two a day, you know, and with 10 pills, which means enough for 5 days. Okay, but because on me, I made it three a day, and the last day I made it four, going to go out with a bang. You know, you got to go big. Go big or go home. I always say that. Painkillers. I love them. And some people say, and I've known plenty that say that. Do they mean it? Probably. They say, I don't like them. Okay, I believe them. I do. And here's an example. My mother was on her deathbed dying of cancer, and she refused the morphine and the Dilaudid and all the pain pills to ease her pain. So, and for the life of me, I just don't get that. That's just me. I'll take them, sure. You know, give me a prescription and I'll eat them all. I'm not going to do anything crazy, but I'll take them and enjoy them while I can, because they're fun to me. Did you know they're addicting, these opiates or opioids? Did you? You know, I face the problem that I have. I think I'm one of those kind of people where I'm addicted to everything. And I heard Mad Max say that once, Mel Gibson. You know, but going back to being old, I find pulling weeds addicting. Once you start, you can't stop. Like anything you're addicted to. Last week, I took a break after pulling out about 15 weeds, and I looked around the yard. Oh, man, only about 19 or 20 weeds left to pull. God, I got to have more. You know, shoot a quick text over to the dealer. You know, hey, can you meet me at? I need some more. Name it. Nicotine. Mountain Dew. Budweiser. Donuts, crime shows, electronic gadgets. Hell, I'm addicted to Amazon. Who wouldn't be? You know, you order something and it's there the next day, sitting on your porch. You don't have to go anywhere. See, I tell myself you're saving money on gas, you know, by buying from Amazon, no matter what their pricing is. Hell, sometimes those things come to you that day. It's amazing. However, out of all the things I and Mel Gibson are addicted to, I am not addicted to drinking the blood of pigs like some Canadian woman I just read about. Seriously. And I mean, you can't make that up. And some of the other addictions that I read about on this particular site, strange addictions. In an extreme form of self-expression, some individuals become addicted to altering their physical appearance through tattoos, piercings, and even surgical procedures. Okay, I've seen and heard of that. Once you get a couple of tats, you want more. I get that. You know, hoarding. Very weird. Uncontrollable. Unconventional relationships, another addiction. These relationships involve a person forming a deep emotional bond with an inanimate object. A few examples of these unusual relationships include a guy who had a love affair with his car, an unusual relationship with his car. Another person who had an unusual relationship with a doll. And another girl who had a relationship with her carnival ride, who she called Bruce. Hey, you know, to bring it back down to earth just a little bit, guys I've known in the radio business get addicted to microphones. I've known some guys who have over 50 microphones. And to beat the band, I know the record I've heard so far is I know a guy, perfectly normal guy, you'd never, has 85 microphones in his house. I mean, where do you put the damn things? Microphones, they don't all sound that different, people, I'm here to say. You know, Mel Gibson, he said he was addicted to everything. I kind of claim that too, but not things like that. I think I know what he meant, though. What he meant basically was the conventional addictions. You know, the ones that come under the umbrella that when you say I'm an addict, you know, drugs, alcohol, nicotine, sugar, caffeine. You know, I always say anything that you have to get up and go out and get in the middle of the night if you run out of it. I've done that for creamer and coffee. I've done it for coffee, you know, and the others, absolutely. The underlying thought from my end is that, at least me, you always need a buzz. It's that simple, right? With me, it is. You always need a buzz. I love a buzz. Kind of a jump in my mood. It's a feeling thing. And if you think about it logically, it's tough once you've had a good buzz to not want it all the time. Others, normal people, earth people, say, yeah, but I just want to be my real self. I don't want to be a fake. I don't want to have a fake buzz. Okay. But the problem with having that good buzz all the time is that, first of all, you get used to it and, you know, it turns out to be not that good. And so it gets worse and worse and you become dependent on it. And dependency takes you down a very dark path. I remember that phrase, takes you down a very dark path. Because Duff McKagan, the bass player for Guns N' Roses, told me that one day at the Grammys in Los Angeles. You know, and he's doing pretty good. He had a pills thing, an opiates thing. But if you're like that, meaning you always want a good buzz, it's almost like you got to be all or nothing. You either go all out and, you know, and hope for the best and flirt not only with your life, but other people's lives, or do nothing. All or nothing. It's how it works. You know, this new world, a program director of mine once told me, hey, we're stuck in the middle at our age, because at my age anyway, you know, you brought up kind of in the old school, I guess. And then you're, you know, we're forced to survive and follow along with the procedures of this new world. So we're kind of right in the middle of it. So you have, you know, your formations in life are done early and then you got all that that you're stuck with. And then you have to adapt to this brand new world. But I think I've adapted well. I really do. I know times change and we're in the middle of a very big changing time, I guess. And frankly, what's different about this time, I think, is that this one quote unquote era or time is going to continue to change every single day a lot, not every decade or so, you know, like it used to. You know, and I think when you go back and, you know, and it's like this with most people, I would assume, it's like when you think about the old days, it's comforting. That's just something an old man would say. The good old days. That's what that is. The good old days. You know, and these in this new world, I don't care that much that kids don't go outside and play anymore like we did. That seems to be a big complaint. I don't care that nobody writes anymore. Everybody just types, you know, that's how it works. And I don't care that everybody has their faces super glued to their, you know, whatever screen of the moment. That's just how it is. You know, frankly, I think it's incredibly cool that I can shake my cell phone and its flashlight turns on. Shake it twice more and it goes off. That's amazing to me. If you stop and think about the stuff, poof, the stuff that they come up with is amazing. All this information in this little chip that's smaller than a thumbnail, smaller than a pinky nail. You know, we don't need to drop our photos off at a drugstore anymore. And this AI thing that's happening now, it's beyond my comprehension. You know, I always thought a telephone was beyond my comprehension. How do they do that? You know, electricity, how do they do that? Televisions, how do they do that? You know, but this AI thing, you know, you type in, tell me more about sofa cushion zippers. And within 30 seconds, you have intel on what zipper to buy for the IKEA couch you bought 13 years ago. But overall, let me narrow this down to two things. The greatest thing about living today in this world is that you can find out the name of that song in your head by typing in a few words from it. Or that song in the grocery store. Hold your cell phone up and have it identify the song you're listening to. And we don't get lost anymore. We don't have to stop at a convenience store and ask for directions. GPS. Now, I've got to say, man, if anyone has a really, you know, tough time in this new day and age, no matter what your age, if they're irritable old bastard about things like that, tough titty. Because that's how it is. That's the way it is. I have a content creator, director pal at iHeart, known him for many years, who put it really well way, way back then, like at the turn of the century. The internet is great because you can get anything you want on the internet. It's all about porn, isn't it? You get free porn on the internet. So, you know, I'm sorry, I know that's offensive, but things like that is what guys talk about in their offices at radio stations.